Welcome to the System Reset Series. We're talking to some of the best people we know, not only great business people, but great people about what they're doing right now. And we are pleased, privileged, and honored to have John Keel on. Welcome, John Keel.
Hello, Ken. Glad to be here.
And I know there's some people who are relatively new to the industry, and by that I mean they've only been in it for 10 years or less. So let me explain who John Keel is, just so you have a little bit of background. I went to one of the great Jonathan Mizell events. What did he call it? The summit? The summit in Boulder. I wish everybody could have been to one, but you know, they were amazing. I believe it was 99. Is that possible? 2000?
Maybe even 98. I'm not sure.
Okay. But way back. And great event. Corey Rudel spoke. I mean, all these amazing people were there. And it was really the brain trust of internet marketing at the time, no question. And this guy named John Keel got up there and started talking about this thing called pay-per-click. And I believe it was called GoTo. Was that the brand name then?
GoTo evolved into Overture, yes.
Right, which evolved into Yahoo, which is the forerunner of AdWords and on and on. And there was a lot of excitement. There's a lot of general excitement about the idea, but there wasn't a whole lot of specificity until John Keel got up, and he made it very specific and very real. And I kept in touch with John. We spoke a lot, brainstormed a lot. And that was the origin of the System Seminar. That's why we had it in Cincinnati, which is, everyone goes, why did you have an internet marketing seminar in Cincinnati? Well, John Keel lived in Cincinnati. And I thought, you know, let's bring it to John's hometown. And, you know, the emergence of pay-per-click was one of the most important things in rational internet marketing, because it allowed you to actually know what you were spending and know what you were making. Before that, it was all, you know, flailing around and hoping for the best. So guys, if you've ever bought a pay-per-click ad on Google or Facebook or anywhere else, and you trace it all back, somebody taught you somewhere, and that person was taught by somebody, and that person was taught by somebody. It pretty much all goes back to John Keel, and that includes Perry Marshall. So if you do Perry Marshall stuff and you're interested in lineage, you know, who's the grandmaster, who's the master, and so on. Lineage-wise, John Keel is the grandmaster, so that's who we're talking with. So
it's interesting you say that, Ken, because I was at a Perry seminar last year, and he brought me up and said, this is the guy. If you're in this room, you're here because of this guy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of course, he took it from there.
Absolutely. Perry went to town with AdWords and pay-per-click. And so anyway, that's the historical background. But now here we are. It's May 12th, 2020. And John's going to talk about what's happening with his business. What his business is these days. What's happening with it, what his clients are encountering, and his vision for the way forward. So in no particular order, if you could tell us about these things.
Well, what's happened in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, Ken, we've been through several evolutions. Did a lot going back 10 years, was doing a lot in small business, local small businesses. We got very good at that. And that, quite frankly, was a pain in the butt. I'm like Kennedy, I talk plainly. I got to thinking one weekend, and it was actually over a couple weekends probably, where I said, what do I really love doing? Well, I love helping small business, because I had owned and run one that we grew it from 7 to 15 million over about a 5-year period, sold that business, got involved in the internet. And I love small business. We are the net job creators in America, period.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we are the future of our country, I believe. So absolutely, we've been focused in that area for the last 5 years. And then about 3 years ago, it hit me that, you know, I've been around a long time. We've been blessed in a lot of different areas in our business. And I said, it's really time to turn back, you know, what they say, call it pay it forward. Mm-hmm. So we got focused in and said, we are going to work with 1 million and up businesses. Not that I won't work with smaller ones, but I find that 1 million and up because we've done that. We've worked up to 50 million a year in revenue businesses, and work with them and help them grow. And the other thing that came to me is I said most business people that I talk to do not like to spend money on, don't want to spend money on marketing. Mm-hmm. Marketing is a necessary evil to increased revenue. Mm-hmm. And so our focus was, and it has been over the last 2 years, we grow revenue for businesses. And in fact, in working with one of Perry's copywriters, he says, you need to add a guarantee because, you know, nobody in marketing has guarantees. Yeah, and true. And what we did, we came up with this last year. We said, and if you qualify, and we have a qualification process, we will guarantee results. And so that's what we've been doing for the last, you know, 2-3 years. And it's been a process. And as I was mentioning before we got on the call, our average engagement, typical initial engagement, will run $7,500 to $10,000. And I had two pretty good size 5-figure engagements that were ready to start in March, late March. And I remember I had a meeting with the guys because we didn't shut down in Ohio. I can't remember when we shut down, but it was sometime in late March or early April where you couldn't go see people face to face. And these companies were both in Columbus. And they said, we're going to have to put this off. So we put it off till June. And it may be June, it may be July. Yeah. And that's revenue that I was expecting was ahead in our cash flow forecast was coming in. All of a sudden, that disappeared.
Sure.
The good news is that we didn't have any clients that went away. We had existing clients that continued. We're on retainage and so on with clients. And we came up with creative ways to help them continue to grow their businesses, even in this bad time. Well, I'll call it just government takeover of the economy, in my opinion.
My opinion too, John.
I read your stuff and I totally agree with it. And so I said, you know, for the last 10 plus years, I've had people come to me and say, you know, because you taught, I taught the MBA course in online marketing at Xavier, and most of my work has always been teaching. And he said, you ought to really coach people. So I just very informally, for some of the smaller businesses I kicked off, I said, look, normally if you buy an hour of my time, it's $1,000. You can buy 3-hour blocks. I'll give you three 1-hour calls, and I discounted it substantially just to, quite frankly, get some cash coming in, some more cash coming in.
Sure.
And we had fairly good response to that. Not, I wouldn't call it great. We didn't go out and market it really heavy, but mostly through the relationships I built up with people. Because I just moved to Columbus, or the Dublin area of Columbus, last April. So I'd only been here a year. Mm. I've been very active in the local marketplace. I speak about every month or the other. And so that, you know, it's fine. And then it hit me, and I met a guy up in Toronto who actually approached me. I'm a big user of LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn for B2B.
Yeah.
You know, 2 years ago I had 1500 connections, and I had had 1500 connections for probably years. I went back and I joined LinkedIn in 2005, but I never knew how to use it. And worked with a guy who I had worked with before. And I'll just make as a comment, there are so many LinkedIn experts out there today, and most of them are violating LinkedIn terms of service. They're just so much BS.
Yeah.
That I just won't talk to him.
Yeah.
This guy I know because we'd worked together. And so he helped me, and we went from 1500 to 9,500 connections in a period of about a year and a half, which is, that's good. I won't say it had dramatic effects on our business in terms of lead gen. These weren't necessarily leads or good leads, but it's more of a connection.
Yeah.
And then I learned from this guy in Toronto I was talking about, how to, when you put out a LinkedIn post, how to get it seen by it, actually to work within LinkedIn's algorithms.
Oh.
And there's a secret, and they don't tell you what it is. He knows, and I guess some other people know, but all of a sudden our posts are seeing 4,000 and 5,000 views every time I put a post out. Which is all about getting engaged and just developing a relationship, because as you're aware, LinkedIn is a long-term play.
Yeah.
So that's what we were doing. And he said, hey, by the way, let's put together a program. I've got an idea for you. I'm working with a couple other clients on this. Let's put together a program where you will offer free, no cost, 14, 21, 30 days of video content every day, 3 to 5 minutes. And in working with Perry's copywriter, who I use, he said, you know, you're sort of known as the old dog with new tricks, and you've got 45 years of business experience. I've been through 5 or 6 of these things, going all the way back into the 70s with the gas crisis. Remember when we couldn't buy gas?
When there were lines that would take you 5 hours online just to get a tank of gas, if you could get it.
If you could get it.
Yeah.
And then through a number of other things. But we always came out of it, learned a lot. And he said, why don't you just draw on that experience and use your 45 years of, you know, I've been there. This too shall pass. And so we kicked that off about a week ago.
Oh.
And we call it the 14-day slingshot challenge. And it's free. And you just get, every day you're going to get a video. It's just short. And the guarantee, if you will, is I'll teach anybody how to save at least an hour a day. Because that's always the problem. People say, I don't have enough time.
Right. Well,
there are reasons, because our habits and our thinking. And I was on a call with somebody yesterday. I said, yes, it's a lot of it's mindset stuff. At the same time, as Kennedy always said, don't sell mindset stuff because people don't think they need it.
Right.
But that's what you deliver.
Yeah, gotcha. So if you save an hour a day, that's 20 hours a week, a month, excuse me, 20 hours a month. You get a lot done in 20 hours.
You can get a ton of a lot done.
So how can people on this call subscribe to your slingshot?
Yes, anybody can. And I'm trying to think, we have a bit.ly link, Ken. In fact, let me go find that link.
Okay.
If you'll bear with me here.
Sure.
Why don't you talk for a bit?
That's the beauty of live TV. So everybody should visit Ohio. Ohio is one of the great states of America. And so it's amazing how many great people have come out of Ohio, like Dan Kennedy, like Gary Halbert. It's just a lot of really interesting people, you know, innovative, creative, leader type people. I can't wait to be able to enter Ohio. Are we allowed to enter Ohio? Or I heard West Virginia was blockading out of state license plates. I know Rhode Island was trying that trick. It's amazing how these governors, they suddenly become imperial emperors of their realm and start coming up with all kinds of new laws.
They are violators of the Constitution, in my opinion.
I would say.
But anyway,
I won't get John started on that or myself either. But it is a viewpoint that everybody should at least entertain that maybe there's something not quite right about how this has been handled.
I've just posted the bit.ly link in the chat.
Great. All right, so we'll make sure that's available to people. So John, under normal circumstances and even under today's circumstances, when a company comes to you and says, "Hey, John, we need help," what is it? What kind of help is it that you give them?
A great question. And we've in the last 23 years since I've been doing this, we've worked with over 1,250 clients in 85 niches. Mm. And people a lot of times say, well, what niche do you focus on? And I say business.
Right. The money-making niche.
Yeah, and I mean, there are certain niches, you know, certain niches I won't work in. Chiropractors, I won't work with chiropractors for the most part, because is my friend Chris Tomczyk. I worked with his health source group for probably 3 years. And after a year or two, I said, Chris, what is it with the chiropractors? You know, we had over 300 doctors we were working with at one point in time. And he says, oh, you don't understand. He says, people don't become chiropractors to build a business, at least for the most part. They get in business to help people.
True.
And that's a big difference.
It's hard to keep both mindsets, the business. It really is. If you have that outlook, which is great, we need people with that outlook, you really need a business partner who handles the business for you and handles the marketing and really does that. But yeah, I know it's a challenge, though I have to say some of the best sources of information currently about health our chiropractors, absolutely.
Natural and, health, I believe in that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we only have one call to action on our website, and that is to schedule a call.
Okay.
There's no phone number, and schedule a call. So we'll have a 30-minute call with anybody. And in 30 minutes, and I only gave you the background on the number of clients because, as that farmer's commercial says, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
Right.
About seeing it all. And in 30 minutes, I can pretty well tell if there's something there that we can help somebody with.
Okay.
For the most part, what I find is that I'm not going to say 100%, but over 90% of the businesses that we talk to in those initial call and the discovery call, their messaging sucks. I mean, it's terrible.
Right.
And we became Story Brand certified guides about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And changed our side and changed our business, quite frankly. And so we'll generally incorporate those learnings with what we call a quick wins engagement. And for us, quick wins is we'll do a 90-day plan with somebody. And in 90 days, we'll achieve some quick wins. Many businesses are not automated in terms of their marketing, their campaigns, their lists, everything else. You know, we're Infusionsoft certified, but we don't always just necessarily use Infusionsoft. Mm-hmm. We work with several other CRM companies. And then all the stuff I've learned from Kennedy in terms of writing, putting together campaigns and so on. So most, and you know this, probably better than I do, but most businesses are sitting on double their revenue with their existing list.
Oh yeah, easily.
It never
even occurs to them. Phew, we have a list of people that have given us money. Should we ever talk to them deliberately, or should we just wait for them to find us, remember us? You know, no, yeah, it could be it could be 10x. I mean, it, who knows how high is the limit?
It's been amazing, and people say, "God, you're so smart." I said, "No, I'm not smart. I just hang out with smart people mm-hmm. and do things that." Well, I think you might have mentioned it in a recent thing. One of the books I give away, by the way, in our long-term initial, what we call our warm email campaign, this is for warm prospects, is we give them a copy of Scientific Advertising.
Oh, good. Yeah.
1918.
Yep.
People just don't know about it.
It's still the best book.
It still is.
One thing I want to say, and we can't repeat this too often, is, you know, we've been doing this internet stuff forever, and a lot of the people listening to us right now have done it forever, and we still forget that this is still brand new material for what, 90% of the marketplace still?
Oh, yeah.
95? Otherwise intelligent, accomplished, successful businesses, you know, they just don't know the basic ABCs that we know. So never underestimate the value and the power of the simple things you know.
I did a little talk last week, was National Small Business Week, and so that did not happen nationally. But we had a group here that put on a thing about small business, so I gave a little 15-minute talk on the time to build your list was yesterday, but I can't remember the exact title. It was a 15-minute talk. Just real simple stuff about building your list.
Yep.
And I did a post yesterday on LinkedIn, which basically I just repurposed the content. About now is the time to build your list before things really open up. And how do you do that? And then developing relationships, this stuff that's so, as you said, very basic, but I had a number of comments from people that said, wow, where did you learn that? That's great stuff. Thank you. Okay.
There's a great Chinese saying, the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago. The next best time to plant it is today.
Yeah, and that's really that sort of ties back into that 14-day challenge, because in talking with a lot of people, there were so many people I was running into, Ken, that were just, you know, sucking on their thumb, feeling sorry for themselves, and that does not lead to success. And the opportunities, as you know, it's been proven over and over and over again in this country, well over 100 years, is that when things are really bad, that's the time to kick it into gear.
Yep.
And build an empire.
Yep. You know, Perry Marshall, we did a call and he reminded me that we started the system seminar in the depths of the post 9/11, post.com crash. The landscape was littered with failed companies. A lot of people thought internet marketing was never even going to recover. Ad tech almost went bankrupt. There were no other seminars. I don't know, people, you know, you didn't have to fly to Cincinnati, but when I flew to Cincinnati, that plane was empty.
And yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, so it literally is true. And I often encourage people, go to Google and do the following search. Founded in 1932, founded in 1933, founded in and you will be amazed at how many just kick-ass companies got started in the depths of the Great Depression. So this is a time to be active, not a time to curl up into the fetal position.
I mean, I'm so darn excited right now. I mean, hell, Ken, I'm 73 years old, and somebody was asking me recently, well, why don't you retire? And I said, and retire to what?
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I'm having so much fun right now. And the thinking, you know, keeping the mind active is so key. And there's so many smart people out there that we just learn from.
And also you, and passing along what you know to others. So important. It's so important. So let's talk about the criteria that you use. You mentioned you're looking for companies that are doing about $1 million a year. Why that number? What led to that conclusion? Because that might be helpful for other people who are figuring out how to work with clients.
What I found was, and this is a generalization, if you will, that if companies were under $1 million a year, and you know, I worked with clients that are under $1 million, you know, 700,000, 800,000. But if they were down under $500,000, they had other issues they needed to work on. Mm-hmm. I found. I certainly never would work with a startup. I did that back in the early 2000s, and it was great fun. Didn't get paid anything. Mm-hmm. And none of those equity deals ever came to pass.
No Facebooks in your portfolio?
No. And so that million is sort of just an arbitrary number. Mm-hmm. It says they, you know, they're generating $83,000 a month of revenue on average. And it's, if they're doing more than that, great. They probably understand, and I don't have to teach them why they should be marketing their business. Mm-hmm. And that, by the way, is in that initial conversation, because I have a series of 15 questions we go through to qualify them, basically. And if they don't, if they're not investing anything in marketing and advertising right now, how much education is it going to take? Because my position, and I don't want to come across, because I try to do this with humility, I don't want to come across as too strong, but I'm the doctor and you're the patient.
Right.
And you've run into people before, everything's a question. Well, I think we should do it this way. And I say, great. That's why, by the way, because that using those story brand concepts, 100% of the clients we've worked with over the last year and a half incorporate that. And 100%. And I've had some that said, no, I don't want to do that. And I said, great. Well, it's probably better that we not work together.
Right. If somebody can't get their fundamental messaging sorted out and perfected, there's no hope. I mean, there's not. They'll do something. They'll limp along, but they'll never catch fire in a positive way.
No, I totally agree.
You also like you like companies where you're dealing with the principal. You don't want to deal with the marketing committee.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with marketing directors. I want to deal with the owner. Mm-hmm.
So if you can't deal with the owner, it's not a relationship you want to invest in.
Exactly. Because they cannot make, those people I found cannot make the decision in most cases. And so that million, you know, we have a $10 million client here in Columbus. Mm-hmm. And the owner of the business, and I sold it to the owner. And he has another business. He does $150 million a year. And he said to the guys that are running this division, if you will, this is what we're going to do. And so he's been in the big meetings, but I don't really, I sold him. I don't know if I ever would have sold the other guys.
Right.
But I don't know if I ever would have sold them.
It had to come from the top down. And so one of the things you work on, you mentioned, is messaging. But I think if I remember correctly, you also help people find and work with the right vendors to execute on the marketing plan, because that's a big challenge for people. Can you talk about that?
It really is, because one of the things here's what we don't do. We don't do websites. I don't do pay-per-click advertising.
Oh, really? No more?
No more. Did it. Okay. Got it. I've been, again, blessed to run into people over the last 10, 15 years who are experts in that. Because I don't know how, as a business owner, you remain an expert in it, especially with all the changes going on that are happening fast, and run your business. So I've got about 5 or 6 people, you know, Facebook ads people. Yes. Google AdWords people. I work with some of the best. And now not everybody can afford them, but in each case, I go to them if that's a situation, say, who do you recommend? And we've known each other for years. So it's, whereas we may not do the actual work, in that sense, we're more of the general contractor. Mm-hmm. We bring in those people. We bring in the best.
Gotcha. It's kind of like, to me, it's almost like a Hollywood model where, you know, you have a director and he's not setting the lights and he's not building the sets and he's not, you know, providing the catering, you know, the craft or the costumes or anything, but he knows who can. And he brings everybody together to make the film, to make the movie.
Yeah. And these guys and gals that I work with all know that they've got to produce, because if they don't, it all rolls downhill. And my reputation is the thing that makes us golden, if you will.
Right. Absolutely.
Good reputation out there, and have for years, and we'll always do what's right. And I've had some situations going back 6, 7 years where when everything's going great, it's great. But I want to work with people that when it's not going great, they'll back it up. Mm-hmm. And not everybody will, as you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the big challenge. So what somebody gets when they work with you is, this overall guidance, coaching. It's funny that you say that you're just thinking about coaching, because I always have thought of you as a coach.
Yeah, you know,
it's like it's in your DNA.
I guess so.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. You provide them with that guidance and a plan, developing a plan, and then also getting the right vendors to execute on the plan.
And what we find along that line, I don't know if you remember that that first talk I gave out at Mizell when we developed this automated bidding software. And Jonathan said, why don't you come out and talk about it? Well, I knew nothing about speaking from stage.
Oh, really?
I'd never been trained in that. I mean, I'd spoken a lot, but more educational stuff.
Okay.
And I remember, and I don't know if you remember this, that you had a little conference in Washington, D.C. a year or so later.
Absolutely.
And all sitting around the table. Carly Kennedy was there and a couple other people. And but going back to out in Boulder,
yeah.
Remember, finishing up, and here's the software, and you can subscribe for, I forget what it was, so much a month. And I had about, there must have been 50 or 60 people in the room, which was a lot at that point in time. And they said, we don't want to buy the software. We want you to do the work for us. Mm-hmm. And I remember at that dinner in Washington, we had dinner on Sunday night after the whole thing was over, and I was sitting next to Yannick. And I said that I don't get it. He says, you just don't understand. He said, people don't want to do the work. What they want is they want it done for them. And that's where our done-for-you model came from. Everything we do today is pretty much done for you. It has been for a number of years.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Quite frankly, most clients will screw it up if we leave it up to them. And not intentionally, they just don't know.
Yeah, and they have another focus, which is their customers, what they provide their customers, dealing with their vendors. You know, I'd forgotten that Washington, D.C. meeting. That was the meeting before the first system. It was sort of like the trial run.
That's right. I remember that now.
And we had some of Kennedy's very best, including Dan Kennedy's wife, Carla, came. Yeah. And we had some of Kennedy's very best people in the audience. I always loved working with Dan Kennedy's audiences because I knew they were smart. They were skeptical. They were demanding. But if you gave them real stuff, they would go out and execute and bring you back incredible success stories.
Totally.
Yeah. So Dan Kennedy was sort of the hidden partner or the hidden force. Yeah. He did speak at one event. What was it in Cleveland? I think.
Oh, that's right. When you was in like the third or fourth year, you did system.
Yeah. Yeah. And he came and, but he always had a huge influence because I was working largely with Kennedy customers because I was Dan's internet advisor since 93.
Yeah.
So that I always used to say Dan would tee them up and I'd hit him down the driveway, you know, or yeah. is that what they call it in golf? The driveway, the fairway, the fairway, the fairway.
Right.
But the teeing up was really important. You know, I had a fairway to hit it down. I had a ball, I had a tee. And that was old Dan laying that foundation of direct marketing. And then once you just pour some internet smarts onto that, that was like gasoline on the fire.
Yeah.
So if someone calls you and they'll spend a half hour with you on the phone and then you'll assess, hey, can I really help this guy or not? You talked about quick wins. That's a really interesting concept for consulting. What's a quick win and how do you determine it?
A quick win is increased revenue.
Okay.
And in most cases, it's increased revenue. And as I mentioned earlier, it's really not that hard to do because we go in when we begin, we'll analyze how are they emailing now? How big is their list? How often do they reach out to them and contact them? What are their offers? What offers do they have? Do they have back-end products that they just haven't talked to them about? And we'll put together the campaigns for that. And I'd say it's mostly email, but you know, we'll use text, we'll use whatever. In a couple of cases, we've had them put together webinars where we'll get those people to come. And then again, it's just standard, I call it standard stuff where they already own the list. They already have the relationship with the people. And these, for the most part, are not new. Now, if we can help them increase the size of their list, that's great because many of the people we work with, their sales cycles are not normal internet marketing hype stuff where you come in and you see an offer and you buy. It's relationship driven.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a couple of clients, Ken, where they have an inside sales staff, sales team. So we've helped them on sales training because I do know how to sell. I mean, no formal sales thing, but you know, I've gone actually a couple of clients here in town that I've actually gone in and spent a day, which I hate to do, but spent a day and just listening to their salespeople on the phone. What are they doing right? What are they doing wrong? And we'll come up with scripts for them to use. So it's that quick wins, and it's got to be measurable, and the guarantee comes from. It's just like if you go into a singles bar, of course, I don't do those anymore, but if somebody were to go into a singles bar, they wouldn't walk up to somebody of the opposite sex and say, hey, let's get married.
Right.
It takes a while. It's the engagement period. We learn about them because I've found that as much as we try and we think we're pretty good at getting into the details of businesses, it really only occurs once you've spent time with them and you've dated and you know, how fast do they respond, et cetera, et cetera. That's then out of that 90 days, we can say, okay, you know, this client, this $10 million a year client, that's the thing that drew him to us was that we will guarantee results. And they're in a market. It's an unusual market. They already know who all their customers are.
Mm-hmm.
They have 1,100 customers in a certain region, and there are no new ones coming in because it's a pretty old market.
Mm.
And where we're helping them then is with some of their marketing collateral, although I'm not a graphic designer. They do have a marketing person that does that stuff in our direction. It's the kind of stuff we want to create. And then teaching their salespeople, well, just because they say to call me back in 2 months, that, you know, nothing wrong with getting back with somebody in a month. They'll tell you if they don't want you to.
Right.
And so we were able to produce results in 90 days. And I can't remember the exact numbers, but the owner said, okay, let's do this. He was real interested in the guarantee. And I said, yeah, we'll guarantee. And all we're going to do is grow them from We're going to grow them for 20% annual growth over the next 5 years per year, you know.
So that way, when somebody looks at your fee, suddenly the fee makes a lot of sense.
Because, you know, normal engagement for us, I won't say lifetime value, but let's see, that first year value, they'll probably end up investing $25,000, $30,000 with us, depending upon what all we do.
Yeah.
And if the value of a client or a customer for them is, you know, we're not talking about restaurants where the average ticket is $30 or $40 or $50, but we're talking higher value.
Yeah.
Where if a client's worth $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, it doesn't take too many of those to get a very positive ROI.
Right, right. And maybe that's, we could talk about this too. The kinds of businesses you go for. I noticed that a lot of people are kind of myopic about how much business actually takes place in the world and how many industries there are and niches and ways people are making money. It's not all ebooks and webinars. There's a lot of money changing hands in all kinds of unexpected places. And those people need marketing help. And I've been saying this, I think, for 20 years, and maybe somebody will get the clue on this call, I hope. There are a lot of substantial businesses where a little bit of internet marketing smarts would go a long, or marketing smarts in general would go a very long way. Can you talk about any of the businesses that you work with, or even just the shape of them, you know, or the kinds of things they do?
We're working with a software development company. And I mean, they knew that they needed help. And they've been, I mean, a very profitable, growing concern. They got 250 people that work at their business. So they're not a $1 million a year firm by any means.
Yep.
And when I remember going out and spending a day and a half listening to their salespeople, and they're all focused in on certain target niches, although they did not have what I call the customer avatar developed. Informally they did. So I made them basically say, here, you write this up and get it back to me in a week. You know, the avatar of your, I think there's five or six different verticals that they're focused in. And I remember the conversations. I asked the question, tell me about initial engagement. Somebody engages with you initially. What's that worth to you? And they say, well, at a minimum, 25,000. And it goes up from there. Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was one where, yes, it was well worth it. Another one is the Granite Monument Company, and they their average, you know, people die every day.
Yeah. it's a very perennial kind of business.
And they continue. Yeah. And so I forget what their average, you know, maybe it's $4,000 or $5,000, maybe it's a little less, but what it's not is the $39 or $79 first cost, because that's a hard road to hoe. Mm-hmm. What I mentioned about restaurants, but there are, you know, traditional businesses that just, the volume has to be large. And for the most part, I find that if somebody is at $1 million or $2 million a year, and say their average ticket, average first time value of a client is, so let's just say $79. They got to do 1,000 of those a month to generate $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of transactions.
That's a lot of transactions. So it gets down to transactions, and that's not what I would call a considered purchase. It's more of an instantaneous purchase. So I think for the most part, we've had a lot of success in working with people who their clients. It's a considered purchase sales cycle.
Gotcha. It's
continued information, providing value up front, mm-hmm. and differentiating themselves. You know, we're big into we're the only people that.
Yeah, very important. Very yeah. important. Yeah. I always say one of the key things in copywriting is, you know, you have to show that there's the, you know, fan the flames of desire for what it is you've got. They've got to be flames. In other words, you can't manufacture it, but there's a real interest in the thing. So you've got to fan the flames, and you have to explain why it needs to be done now, not next quarter or next year or next whatever. And then the last thing is you got to make sure it's clear that they can't walk down the street and get the same thing anywhere else. And that last piece, so many people leave out of their marketing.
You know, ours is, and as I say this, I'm the only person that has 45 years of business experience, owned and ran a company and built it up to 15 million. And I'm the only one. And nobody else has that much experience. I guess that's one good thing about being a little bit older.
Right.
And maybe that's why most of our clients are 45 and up.
Uh-huh. That's another sweet spot for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's an age where people have some experience under their belt, and they still have a lot of energy and a lot of drive. They got 2 decades or more of work ahead of them, and they know it and they want to accomplish. And they have the foundation to do things. It's a little hard sometimes working with super young people.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
In general.
I had a guy, I just have to tell you this funny story. I was talking with a younger person. I think he's in his 30s. And I was trying to explain some of the things that I'd done over the years. And he goes, well, I'm not really interested in somebody who was rocking it back in 2005, you know. He came right out and said that, you know. And I'm like, okay, we'll see where you are in 5 years with that attitude.
And wisdom comes only from experience, I think.
Speaking of wisdom, maybe this is a place to end up. We're in a challenging period. Not the first one that you've seen, that I've seen. There probably will be even more challenging periods in the future. Advice for people for whom this is their first seriously challenging thing in life.
Sure. The lesson I think that many people are learning right now is cash is king.
Mm.
And many people that I've run into my church and otherwise, who are in their 20s and 30s, I won't say spending like drunken sailors, but spending more than they make.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom, I mean, gosh, everything we read going way back, always spend less than you make. Live on 70% of what you make, period.
Yeah.
And that is wisdom. And have that set aside, because when it comes, and it's not a matter of if, as you said, it's a matter of when, you won't be like all the others. You know, I think many people I've talked to who are hurting had zero cash reserves.
Yeah.
And I was just on a call just before this one, and the fellow was talking about it. He says, the time to go to the bank to get a line of credit is not when you really need it.
Absolutely not.
So that's one I think. And I remember Mizell or Deccan saying that one of those early seminars out in Boulder, he said, you like numbers? Do you like numbers? He says, learn to like numbers. Because it's all in the math. All this stuff's in the math. And I've remembered that for over 20 years now. And they were right on.
You know what? It might have been Stephen Mahaney. Is that the right?
Yeah, Stephen Mahaney.
He used to say this great thing all the time when he'd see a crazy business idea. He goes, don't these people own a calculator?
So that's from a wisdom, from an advice standpoint, that would be it. Regardless of whatever you do, I mean, there are going to be all kinds of opportunities that come out of this that we don't even know about yet. But whatever it is, as you're generating revenue, don't spend it all.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the idea of opportunities, you know, I don't like to press that because I don't know, but maybe now's the time. These are, you know, for people that have their wits about them and know how to work and don't fold, these are potentially great times to build a foundation for something huge. It's hard to explain that to the average civilian person. You know, they think you're crazy or you're predatory. And it's not about that at all. It's about reality. I mean, everybody else is abdicated. Everybody else is sitting on the bench. No one knows what to do. So it's a time to think and learn and grow and develop. And that's what our System Reset series is all about. And I'm so glad that you joined us for this.
Thanks very much. This was great.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be in touch, and I'll put the links for everybody to get to those things that you discussed in the call below.
Well, thanks a lot, Ken. Great to spend time with you today.
Great. Take care.
Okay, take care.